I'd like to read one verse of scripture, try to preach to you from there what the Lord has laid on my heart. God's good to us, isn't he? He's so good to us, so faithful to us. And so many times I've let him down, but he's never let me down one time. Always been true and faithful to me. And I would like to try to be more of a servant to him. Appreciate everybody that's here this morning once again. God bless you for being in church. Open your Bibles with me to Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. And I'd like to read one verse of Scripture, verse 15. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 15. The Scripture says, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes." Can you say amen? Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, that you've brought us here this morning. Lord, we so desperately need your help. We need a touch of your spirit and your anointing. Let your word speak to us, Lord, this morning. Help us to receive your word. I ask you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost would move and breathe upon us. Feed us this morning, Lord. Help us, God. Your will be done, I pray. Open our eyes that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. The verse of scripture here is very familiar to us, Bible studiers and Sunday school goers, Bible readers. No doubt we've heard this phrase, "the little foxes that spoil the vine," many times. And I felt the Lord lay it on my heart for us this morning, and I believe he has something for us. We live in a wicked day, in a wicked hour. We live in an hour where we don't know what is around the corner. There is always the devil's out to get us. He's so fiercely attacking the home and the family in our nation that we live in. He's so fiercely attacking the biblical standards that this nation was founded upon, the simple principles that this nation was founded upon. He's so fiercely attacking them. And in that sense, we could go on and say that he is so fiercely attacking freedom. He has an all-out attack on the freedom of this country and on the freedom that God has given us here. And no doubt it is an attack upon the soul. The devil has always had his sight set upon mankind. God created man in his own image. The Bible says, "In the likeness of man created he him." And the enemy has from the beginning been a murderer. The Bible says that Jesus said he was a murderer from the beginning. His number one goal was to kill. And it has always been. He's a murderer at heart. He is not playing games in the sense of lightly, but it is a very serious attack that he has on us. Not only is it a serious attack, it is a sly attack. It is a tricky attack. It is a cunning attack. The Bible says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field." He was a sly. He was a slick. Amen. He was a clever. Amen. He was more subtle than any beast of the field. And that's what we must realize today. I think of the scripture, amen, where the apostle says, "We are not ignorant of his devices." We are not ignorant of his devices. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. I'm talking about the devil. And it's been the same one. It's so clearly laid out in the scripture. amen, the traps that he has for us. Amen. The tricks that he would like to snare us in. We are not ignorant of his devices. I tell you what, I believe with all of my heart, amen, that the devil could get any one of us. But I also believe there is enough laid out right here in God's holy word that if we'd dig and we'd believe God, we'd search, we'd trust God, amen, that the devil wouldn't get us. He wouldn't destroy us. He wouldn't spoil us like it says in this scripture right here. We're dealing with young people today. Amen. That the enemy wants to trap. He wants to trick. He wants to deceive them. And I feel like the Lord has help for us this morning. The scripture here says, take us the foxes. The word fox is an animal in the dictionary. It's called an animal of the wolf family. But it does not stop there. Many times if you was to get the dictionary and you looked up the word of an animal, it would just define that animal for you. Maybe, you know, that's all. But here it goes on and it says that the definition of a fox is also cunning and also a sly person. Amen. Webster, in the definition of fox, says that it is a sly person. Foxes are mentioned in the Bible. Matter of fact, Jesus called Herod a fox. He said, go tell that fox. Praise the Lord. Amen. The definition of a fox is a crafty. Also, the word crafty is brought into that definition by Webster. Amen. So we know that the enemy is very crafty. Amen. He's very cunning. He has, amen, a kingdom that is united. Jesus said that. He said that a kingdom divided against itself shall fall. And so the enemy's forces are work very unified against the church. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. If the church could get as unified, amen, as the spirits of this world are in their attacks. I said if we could get as unified in our praying, if we could get as unified, amen, in our going after God, amen, I tell you what, it would bring a fierce, amen, and very destructive blow to the forces of the enemy. The Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. You know what I'm saying? Just throw this in right here. Let's get together and believe God to help us. Amen. For a move of God in this last day and hour. What do you say? Amen. Let's join together. The Bible said how beautiful, how wonderful. I don't know the word there. It is. How precious it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But he said here, let us take the foxes, the little foxes. Studying this, there's two things that Bible scholars bring out in this day that this was written in, the days when they had vineyards, and these vineyards they would build a hedge about their vineyard. Their hedge was a natural hedge. Their hedge was planted. They planted a hedge around their vineyard. They planted it and tried when the vines was young, and the hedge would grow up as the vines grew up. They had to keep the animals out. They would come in and destroy the vineyard. They had to keep all kinds of different animals out. But a fox is so harmless. A fox didn't want grapes. A fox is just seemingly so small. And Some would try to get by and be conservative and save money and plant the hedge, you know, with gaps in it. There would be little holes, you know, in the hedge. And there's two things that they said these baby foxes would do. One thing that most scholars believe that is they would come in like a little dog will chew. You leave anything in the yard, a shoe or anything, that dog will chew it. And it'll, because its teeth are tender and young and they're just chewing. They'll take a pine cone or a stick. They'll just gnaw on it, a bone, and they'll gnaw on it. They said that these little foxes would come in the vineyard and they would begin to gnaw on the very base of the vine.
And they would gnaw and just harmlessly, meaning no harm, would chew on the bottom of that vine. And so relax their teeth and their gums as their teeth would break through. You know how a little dog would do. Then also there was another thing brought up. They said that those foxes would take and they would see those grapes as they was green hanging on the cluster, and they would jump kind of like just playing a game and would just jump and grab those green grapes and pull them loose. Just meaning nothing by it, no harm. You know, you would think, but they was destroying the vineyard. Now let me get down here and just preach to you what the Lord has laid on my heart. Amen. There's things in our life that seem so harmless and they're so small and seem so unimportant, but if we're not careful, it will destroy our vine. Amen. They would tear that vine at the base and therefore kill, amen, a whole section of the vineyard. Amen. The grapes are young. The grapes are not yet ripe and we've not reaped them yet. But the foxes have come in the hedge. Amen. And they've jumped just playing around. Oh, they don't mean nothing, preacher. Yeah, but they're taking the grapes right off of our vineyard. Amen. And we will not have a harvest. All because of a harmless little fox. Amen. That snuck in a hole in the vineyard. Amen. He didn't march in. Amen. And take over. No, he slyly snuck in. Amen. He didn't make a big scene. No, but he slyly snuck in. Amen. And is hurting our harvest. Now, there's things in our life as Christians that are so harmless. A fox will run from any danger. I've got a man up in Arkansas that trapped a little bit, and he told me that if you ever trap a fox, that he's so different than any other of his family, like a coyote or a wolf or anything. I don't know that this man ever trapped wolves, but he said that if you trap a fox, said that that fox, when you come in, you find him there in that snare, that trap, said, of course, he'll bark and he'll run, try to get away just like any animal. When he figures out he can't get away, that he will begin to growl and hiss. And he said, a coyote will bite you. And this is what this man told me. He said, you can walk right up and pick up a fox with your own bare hand. He'll never do nothing to you. He'll just curl up, act just like an old whipped pup. Pick him up, carry him out, whatever you want to do with him. Amen. So harmless. So small. Not only that, a fox will try to avoid danger. Come in the vineyard and the fox are there. They'll find the first exit and run out. They'll not fight for it. And that's the thing. Many times in our lives, something that seems so harmless can do so much damage. Can do so much damage. That's why he said, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. Amen. It's because they're hurting our vineyard. I want to preach to you this morning. Really what they had to do was they had to mend the fence. Amen. They had to board up the holes. I'm telling you this morning. Amen. If you're going to take care of the foxes, if we're going to take care of the little foxes, what we're going to have to do is mend the fence. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. We're going to have to board up the holes this morning. We're going to have to fill in the gap where they're getting in. Bible tells us in James, when he's talking about the mouth and the tongue, he makes the statement, he says, behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth, a small fire. Amen. Fires that we've heard about in the West of recent, small fires start out and they'll take over and burn thousands of acres, amen, of that dry land in California. I'm telling you what, it could happen, amen, even today where a smallest thing is a cigarette being thrown out, amen, start a fire and burn thousands and thousands of acres. Not only that, destroy millions of dollars worth of homes and buildings. Not only that, but take lives of firefighters, amen, maybe sneak up on families, but it started out as as a small match. It started out as a little fire. Amen. Seeming so harmless. I'm telling you what, this morning, you may have something in your life and God's been dealing with you about it. I'm telling you what, take care of it now. Amen. Before it comes something so great, take care of it this morning before it destroys your whole vineyard. Really, what I'm telling you is mend the fence. Amen. Put something in the hole. Amen. Fix the hedge this morning. There's harmless foxes coming in. They're sneaking in when we're asleep. They're sneaking in when we're not praying. They're sneaking in when we're not fasting. They're sneaking in when we're not being faithful. Amen. And they're so small, preacher. They're so harmless, preacher. They run every time I come around. Yeah, but look at the vineyard this morning. It's drying up. It's withering up. And the grapes are falling to the ground. And we're not going to have a harvest. We're not going to have a harvest. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 14 and verse 22. Happy is the man that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. That word allow is an easy word. It's not really harsh. Well, he allowed it. But that's really not that bad. But that word condemn is a harsh word. It's a serious word. If a person is condemned, oh man, that's a whole different story. So this here allowing can bring condemning. You see the hole in the fence this morning by the Holy Ghost? I said, you see the hole in the fence by the Holy Ghost? Amen. Oh, God help us. He said, let us the little foxes that spoil the vines. This word spoil, in modern term, it means, I brought the dictionary with me this morning, so y'all couldn't argue with me. Means, number one, to seriously impair. It also means to overindulge as a child or to plunder. Amen. Become tainted. But this word, spoil and despoil, these two words have a common origin in the Latin. Spoliare. And it means to strip of possessions. In the original, when a king went into a country, a far country, he would spoil that country. He would strip them of their possessions. And this word right here used in the original also means that you will be stripped of what you have. You see, something so harmless and something so small. I want to tell you this morning, you may be thinking about things in your mind that you could argue with me about, and I wouldn't have an argument back. But I don't want to argue about the foxes. I want to look at the spoil. I want to look at the vineyard this morning. I want to look at your vine this morning. Is it producing grapes? Amen. Is it bringing glory to God? Amen. Are you being used of God?